Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Don't Give a Dwarf by Martha Carr and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Wayne Mitchell. Chapter 1.
Oh man, this is amazing!
Amanda Coulier crouched in the bow of the flat-bottom airboat as it skimmed through the Everglades, and she uttered a whoop of excitement. Johnny Walker stood in front of the boat's massive propeller at the stern, his hand on the throttle control stick as he steered the craft around the fallen logs and clumps of reeds in the swamp.
"The point of hunting is to keep quiet, kid."
"Keep quiet?"
The 12-year-old laughed.
"Are you kidding me? I'd be able to hear this boat from 5, maybe even 8 miles away."
On either side of the girl, Johnny's coonhounds, Rex and Luther, leaned into the wind. Their tails wagged furiously as their ears flapped along with their jowls. Luther barked,
"Because she's a shifter, Johnny."
"Yeah, shifters have that kind of hearing."
Rex cocked his head at Amanda, who grinned at him and leaned forward over the bow so her face protruded farther over the surface of the water than the dog's did. The dwarf grunted,
"Shifter or no, this ain't a pleasure cruise." "I can't believe I didn't think about hounds and shifters making friends when I made those collars."
"You could have fooled me."
Amanda glanced over her shoulder at him, and her enthusiastic grin only widened. He snorted and looked away into the thick growth of trees, but not before she caught his smirk. She turned again and crouched so low at the front of the airboat that her fingers touched the hull in front of her. She didn't seem bothered in the least by the mixture of salt and fresh water that sprayed into her face.
"All right now."
Johnny reduced the throttle, and the airboat's fan kicked down a few notches before it slowed to half its previous speed.
"Y'all keep an eye out for any giant creatures that don't belong here, or purple goo."
"Purple goo?"
Amanda brushed her damp hair out of her eyes, but didn't have to turn to shout for him to hear her now.
"You said we were out here looking for that gator, the big one."
He scoffed.
"Big one? Kid, a 15-foot gator ain't simply a big one. That kind of game's a massive win, you hear? Gonna make us enough jerky to last the rest of the boy's lifetime. Maybe we'll have a cookout."
"Johnny, you don't bring more than 3 people over at a time."
Rex lowered his snout toward the water, sneezed at the salty spray, and shook his head vigorously.
"And that only happened once,"
Luther added. His claws scrabbled along the flat deck as he darted from port to starboard and sniffed at the swamp. He returned to his former place on the other side of Amanda and sat, and his tail thumped against the metal like a drum.
"Not including us, Johnny."
"We're not people,"
Rex added. The girl laughed and scratched the end of the larger hound's rump.
"Tell him that."
"Ooh, Johnny, she's good."
"Yeah, we're good. Good people, Johnny. You hear that?"
"Girl, don't go putting that kind of thinking in their heads."
The dwarf scratched his nose, hooked his free thumb through a belt loop, and tried to look stern.
"Their brains can only hold so much as it is."
You're pulling our tails, Johnny."
Rex sidled closer to her. Luther sniffed her water-splashed shoulder and licked the slightly salty wetness from her cheek.
"We all know you don't mean it."
"Including the part about having a cookout."
Amanda scratched both hounds behind the ears.
"That's like a barbecue, right?"
"Hold on now."
Johnny reminded himself to not cut off the throttle completely and let the boat coast to a stop in the middle of nowhere.
"Don't go confusing cookouts for barbecues, kid. Ain't the same thing."
"Okay."
With a confused laugh, she brushed it aside.
"Either way, I can't see you with a group of people in your front drive sitting around, eating and drinking and having a good time."
"Nah, folks would come if I spread the word."
"I don't mean they wouldn't have a good time."
She smirked at him over her shoulder.
"Only that you wouldn't."
"Uh-huh."
He eased into slow speed and steered them away from a giant tree hanging over the water in their path, and the airboat's massive fan turned slowly to redirect them.
"She sure thinks she has me all figured out, don't she?"
Luther barked again, and his high-pitched laughter filled the dwarf's mind.
Man, Johnny, she's got you pinned down and tied up, huh?
Panting, Rex searched the surface of the water, breaking gently at the bow. His ears flopped from side to side against his face as his head whipped enthusiastically.
Watch out, Johnny! Next, she'll start gutting you. All your hopes and dreams spilling out right there where everyone can see.
Enough with the metaphors, boys.
He snapped his fingers, and even above the loud whir of the airboat's propellers, the hounds heard it and sat instantly on their haunches. Luther uttered a low whine and licked his muzzle, but that was it.
And now the hounds are in on it, too. Great.
Amanda fought back a smirk as she returned to stroking the animals' backs.
You probably only want a pair of alligator skin boots to go with your dry sense of humor.
The dogs thrust their heads into the air and howled, both literally and with laughter only Johnny and Amanda could hear. The dwarf snorted a laugh and shook his head as he scanned the thick underbrush and pretended to be unamused.
Damn, kid. I don't make boots out of big game like a 15-footer. Nah, I'm fixing to have that beautiful bastard stuffed and mounted. Then the herald's moving out.
Oh, so you do name the trophies in your house.
She forced a laugh back. He cleared his throat.
Occasionally.
You should stop trying so hard to keep secrets. I heard holding secrets in is as unhealthy as holding a fart in.
Rex and Luther laughed again and their tails thumped rhythmically on the hull.
Oh, yeah? He asked with a smirk. What brilliant philosopher of bodily functions gave you that golden nugget?
She
grimaced and her smile faded instantly before she looked out over the swamp as they cruised across it.
Doesn't matter.
Shit. And there it is.
Johnny sniffed and ran his free hand over his mouth, chin, and wiry red beard. He forced himself to not look at the kid.
I'd bet my truck she was about to say her sister or one of her folks.
Hey, hey, come on, pup.
Luther whined and licked the girl's face.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, like me and Luther, that's what we do. Don't like thinking about something. Sniff around and the good stuff will catch your attention sooner.
Rex whipped his head up and leaned toward the starboard side to sniff the air furiously.
Rabbit?
Big, big rabbit.
Luther ran behind Amanda to join his brother at the side of the airboat and sniffed wildly, too.
Three of them.
Or y'all could focus on finding the scent we're looking for, the gator.
The dwarf snapped his fingers, and both hounds immediately returned to the bow to sit on either side of the girl again.
Right, right, right.
Luther's head whipped from side to side as he scanned the swamp and sniffed like coonhounds did on the trail. Rex panted, stared directly ahead, and blinked occasionally when water splashed into his face. Amanda wiped the mist of water on her cheek, or maybe tears, Johnny thought, although it was hard to tell, and gazed with narrowed eyes at the thick stand of trees they passed.
If we're hunting an alligator, why'd you tell us to look out for a monster with purple goo?
He shrugged.
It's always a good idea to check your front door first before stepping out of it to go after somebody. And to make sure the kid I took under my wing isn't more messed up in the head than she lets on. A young in her age can't go through everything she's been through and be perfectly fine after, like nothing ever happened. Right?
She turned her head slowly and raised an eyebrow.
You honestly think there's a monster in the swamp?
There are all kinds of monsters in the swamp, kid. It merely depends on what kind you're looking for.
With a shrug, the girl turned toward the front of the boat and leaned forward again between the hounds.
Good, she's deflecting. It always works for me. She'll be fine.
Oh, hey, pup!
Luther turned toward the girl so quickly that his snout caught her shoulder and he snorted.
Whoa, she chuckled. Someone's excited.
That would be all of us,
Rex agreed.
We're on the boat! Johnny took us on the freaking boat.
Yeah, but I was gonna...
It was more fun when we were going faster,
the hound interrupted. Luther inclined his head and completely forgot what he was about to say. Instead, he barked with excitement.
Yeah! Faster! Hey, Johnny! Make us go!
No.
Come on, Johnny! You know how many cents you can pick up when you're speeding like that!
Of course he doesn't! We're the hounds!
Rex panted and his tongue lolled from his open mouth.
Lots and lots of cents, Johnny.
Luther stood and spun in a tight circle. He made Amanda laugh when his tail whipped against the back of her head and dragged her damp hair across her face.
Let's go! Pick it up! Faster!
It is way more fun, she added to their pleas. And there was less talking. I like more speed and less talking.
Oh, now she's trying to play to my soft spots.
Johnny grunted and jerked his chin at the hounds.
We slowed for a reason. And you know what? You boys ain't said a thing about where that gator went to for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Luther craned his neck to look at his master and panted.
That's 'cause we lost it.
The scent, Johnny.
Rex chuckled and lowered his head to sniff a tangle of waterlogged reeds that splashed up against the hull.
We lost the scent.
You lost it.
The dwarf stared at his hounds before he released a growled sigh and ran a hand through his dark auburn hair.
It's like y'all never been in a damn boat before.
Not with her.
The pup gets top priority, Johnny.
Rex's tail thumped twice on the boat, then stilled.
That's what you said.
Not when we're out looking for the...
Johnny darted an exasperated glance at the draping mangrove branches overhead and reduced the throttle until the fan slowed to a low hum. The airboat lost speed rapidly and its already small wake diminished across the swamp behind them.
This was supposed to be a done deal. Grab that 15-footer, show the kid what good, clean fun looks like, and make sure she ain't broken and simply real good at hiding it.
He shook his head at the hounds and gestured toward the swamp around them.
Well, go on, then. Better get to finding it.
Yeah, find it.
Luther headed portside while Rex went starboard, and both dogs thrust their snouts in the air and sniffed madly. They crossed from one side of the craft to the other while their heads raised and lowered as if to smell from all angles. Amanda was whacked occasionally on the back of her head by a wayward tail before she finally scooted forward to the tip of the bow. Johnny watched his hounds with a raised eyebrow while he turned the throttle control stick slowly when necessary to avoid the swamp's ever-present obstacles. They approached a branch of smaller tributaries, although they weren't so small that he couldn't maneuver his airboat through them.
But I gotta know which way to turn the damn thing.
When a glance at his new watch, an all-black field watch to avoid having to give up another timepiece in a future willing trade, told him the 5-minute mark had passed, he cleared his throat.
Y'all forget what you were doing?
No way, Johnny!
Rex glanced at his master, then crossed the boat again, his nose still sniffing industriously.
We're on it!
Yeah, looking for the shit. Rex, what were we looking for?
Rex snorted and stared at his brother. Luther sat immediately, panting, and his tail thumped on the deck. Johnny rolled his eyes.
And this was turning out to be a damn fine day. All right, we're turning around.
No, Johnny, no! Come on!
Luther padded toward his master, saw the look in the dwarf's eyes, and backed away 2 steps before he sat.
The boat's the best.
Yeah, it's the best.
Rex continued to scent the air.
We'll find the gator, Johnny.
The gator!
Luther barked and spun, and his paws slid across the slick deck in his enthusiasm.
We'll get him. Sink my teeth into him, too. I will, Johnny. Just...
No, you won't.
His brother lowered his head over the side of the boat to sniff the water.
You barely made a dent in that turtle, remember?
Yeah, but a gator!
Wait.
Amanda raised her hand and leaned forward until Johnny thought she'd fall face first over the bow. She sniffed a few more times before she moved her raised hand to the right, and she pointed.
It went that way.
He stared at her in surprise and ignored the way his hounds whipped their heads toward him to give him eager glances.
You sure, kid?
She sat back on her heels and turned to raise her eyebrows at him.
Did you give yourself a canine sense of smell, too, when you made those talking to your dog's collars?
No, he sniffed a little sheepishly.
Then, yeah, I'm sure.
She said she's sure, Johnny.
Luther's head snapped upward and his gaze followed a flock of ducks overhead.
Probably means she's sure.
Rick snorted and pawed at the water as a dark shape swam beneath the surface.
Don't know why she'd lie about it, unless she really, really hates you.
Amanda chuckled and tried to hide it with a serious expression and a curt nod.
The gator went that way.
Johnny looked from one hound to the next, both of them completely oblivious to his calculating gaze.
They ain't even trying. All right, a first time on a hunt and we're taking the kids' advice.
He pulled on the throttle control stick and shifted it to starboard to take them in the direction of her outstretched hand. She grinned at him, turned quickly, and slapped both hands on the deck to lean into the breeze again.
I knew I'd be good at this.
Despite his frustration with the two wildly distracted coonhounds, he smirked.
There's more to hunting than simply picking up a scent. We'll see how she handles the rest of it, if she ain't telling us to trail a damn fox instead.
Chapter 2 Johnny steered the craft toward the smaller tributary on the right, where the tree cover thinned a little and let more light in through the thick swamp foliage. Amanda scanned the water ahead of them, her face a picture of confidence.
Hey!
Rick stood with his tail pointing straight out behind him. Luther did the same.
Gator!
Johnny, this is it! Found the trail!
Rick sniffed the air again and rumbled a low growl.
Damn, she's good, Johnny!
The dwarf expected her to turn at any moment and flash him an I-told-you-so grin, but the young shifter was as intensely focused on their quarry's trail as the hounds.
Noses up, boys!
He centered the airboat directly downstream and nodded.
Let's bring this beautiful bastard home.
They moved slowly along the waterlogged reeds for another 10 minutes, and all four of them listened for a gator's warning hiss or splash in the water. The rhythmic buzz of cicadas, birdsong, and the occasional flutter and rustle through the branches meant that they had to focus to discern what they were looking for.
Slow down,
Amanda muttered. Johnny almost laughed.
You get something else, kid?
Yeah, I think...
On the right, Johnny!
Luther skittered portside and his snout pointed directly at the soggy bank.
Trail goes up there!
That's left, dummy!
Rex echoed his brother's enthusiasm and his tail wagged a fraction of an inch before it stuck out rigidly behind them.
Left, Johnny! There, under the trees! It's real strong now!
The girl nodded, her eyes wide as she sniffed the air and turned her whole body to face the left-hand bank.
All right.
The dwarf killed the throttle and turned the slowing propeller to direct their course toward land. When the fan cut out, all the other sounds around them seemed so much louder than before.
There's nothing like the buzz of the Everglades. Someone should put this on a sound loop. Show all the city folk what they're missing.
Johnny, he's right there,
Luther whispered with a low, barely audible whine. His paws clicked eagerly on the deck as he tried and failed to hold still.
See it?
Rex grunted.
I see it, Luther. Shut up.
Johnny squinted at the shoreline, and sure enough, the 15-footer came into focus. The beast lay with its belly in the mud, concealed behind tall reeds rising from the bank in an open patch of sunlight beneath the muggy heat.
Yeah, I see it too, he whispered. Hold steady, boys. We're almost there.
Fortunately, he'd aimed the airboat in the right direction so it would reach the shore about 20 feet from the resting gator. 15 feet of crushing jaws and powerful claws and prehistoric scales.
Fuck yes. It's about damn time.
Amanda was breathing heavily in her excitement.
So what's the plan?
She whispered.
As soon as we reach the bank, the boys go first.
The dwarf nodded at her despite the fact that she hadn't moved her fixed gaze from the reptile.
You can join them if you want, but wait until we hit...
A howl rose from downriver, high and trembling, before it subsided into a growl. Half a dozen other voices joined it, and the intrusion snapped the girl out of her intense concentration. She inclined her head and her eyes widened.
Shifters.
Damn, and they're close. Don't you mind them, kid. We're on the hunt, so...
The shifters howled again, and she lurched forward along the bow.
If you throw yourself off this boat, kid, we lose the element of...
I have to go!
Her knuckles grew white as she grasped the edge.
Johnny, they're so close. Can you hear them?
Yeah, I can hear them. Focus!
A wild, inviting yip rose from the shifters miles downriver. Amanda lost the final remnants of her control. She shifted, and her clothes fell around the body of a small gray wolf before she leapt the last 3 feet over the water and landed in a squelch of mud.
Damn it, Amanda!
Johnny hissed in frustration, but she was gone and now rushed directly toward the gator's nest in the reeds. Mud and twigs flurried behind her as she raced past in a blur of gray. The gator startled and lurched toward her. Its enormous mouth opened wide, and it uttered a fierce hiss. The airboat thumped against the riverbank, and Rex and Luther bounded from the boat, baying as they closed in on their quarry.
Amanda!
The dwarf shouted. More howls came from the shifter pack as she stopped briefly to orient herself. In the next moment, the damn kid splashed into the river and slipped on the muddy bottom as she tried to reach the other side. Rex and Luther darted toward their quarry, but not before the monster thrashed its tail violently and scrabbled toward the water after the small gray wolf who now paddled across.
Damn it!
The dwarf snatched up his break-action rifle and slung it over his head and shoulder. He scowled and jammed the safety on the harpoon gun he'd rigged with a net and jerked it sideways toward the gator that now slithered down the mud toward the water. A loud thump resulted when he pulled the trigger, and the net flew end over end before it struck his target and tangled in its claws.
Good shot, Johnny!
Rex bayed again and scrambled along the muddy bank.
We'll take it from here. We got this one!
Luther howled and fell halfway into the swamp before he righted himself and sprinted toward the gator. The beast thrashed in the net and hissed angrily as it launched massive sprays of water around it.
Forget the gator, boys!
Johnny leapt off the boat and paused briefly when another chorus of howls issued through the Everglades. Downriver, Amanda kicked against a fallen tree covered in thick green growth and changed direction again to return toward the left-hand bank.
But you got it, Johnny!
Yeah, we can finally...
I said leave it!
He tugged as much of the airboat as he could onto the shore, left it with a snarl, and hefted the rifle that dangled at his chest.
Follow the kid!
Oh, man!
That's a big-ass gator, Johnny!
The dwarf responded with a piercing whistle and pointed as the last traces of Amanda's gray fur vanished behind the reeds and the thick, sodden underbrush.
Yeah, fine.
Get the pup!
Both hounds swung away from the thrashing reptile and headed after the shifter girl, hot on her scent. He cast his quarry a longing glance. One gleaming yellow-brown eye flashed him a venomous look, and the massive creature uttered another hiss as it tried to shake the net off. As he trudged up the slippery bank, the dwarf tightened his hold on the rifle and growled with annoyance.
I almost had him. There's no way that net will hold, and no way he won't see me coming next time either. Big motherfucker like that gotta have some brains.
The shifter pack howled again, this time a little closer, and Johnny stormed through the muddy reeds after his hounds. Rex and Luther darted through the growth and across waterlogged mounds of earth, splashing as they ran and sniffed Amanda's trail.
We won't let her get away, Johnny,
Rex panted.
Pope's never been out here,
Luther added.
She'll get lost for sure, but we'll find her.
Stay on her, boys.
He trotted after them while he checked that his rifle had a round in the chamber. Satisfied, he swung the barrel up again with a click.
She's fast, I'll give her that. I hope we're fast enough to get her before those damn shifters do.
Having to constantly duck under tree limbs did nothing to improve his mood, but he picked up the pace. As best he could, he ignored the thick swarms of gnats clustered around his face and the dangling vines and huge leaves that slapped against his body as he moved.
Almost there, Johnny!
So close, and she's...
Luther barked.
She found him.
They raced through another thick stand of reeds and a wall of cattails rising from the swamp. When they emerged on the other side, Johnny raised his rifle and aimed it at the six wolves who stood on a dry, sunny berm. Luther and Rex skidded to a halt, panting heavily as their tails wagged.
Found her, Johnny.
There she is.
Amanda stood halfway between the thick cattails and the small pack of Florida shifters. She paced from one side to the other as she uttered short, excited yips. The six wolves bared their teeth at him and the hounds. The huge, mud-splattered alpha stood slightly in front of the others and growled.
Back away from the girl.
The rifle didn't exactly aim at any of the wolves, but it wouldn't take much to swing it in any direction and aim true.
She ain't trying to cause trouble.
Amanda continued her almost frenetic moment. She now panted in excitement and brimmed with nervous energy. The wolf at the back of the pack sat and licked its muzzle.
Yeah, that one thinks you're full of shit,
Rex interpreted. Behind the alpha, a dirty white wolf paced in a short line. Luther grunted.
Yeah, and that one wants to rip your arm off.
The dwarf ignored the canine peanut gallery, swung the rifle's barrel slightly to the side, and nodded in that direction.
Go on now. I don't want trouble either.
The mud-splattered alpha with blazing yellow eyes glanced at Amanda, snorted, and shifted where he stood. Her huge man with soaked leaves, mud, and twigs matted in his disheveled hair stood on the berm in front of his pack, all rippling abs and bulging pecs and bare-ass naked.
Oh, come on! Johnny rolled his eyes and looked away. No one wants to see that!
The man raised an eyebrow.
You got a thing against shifters, dwarf? Nah, merely someone else's junk in my swamp.
The other wolves growled behind their alpha and their hackles raised.
Whoa, you pissed him off, Johnny.
Rex took two halting steps toward Amanda, his ears back against his head as he snarled.
Yeah, they don't know it's your swamp.
Luther stalked slowly to the right and glared at the wolves. The naked man tilted his head and glanced at the hounds.
We don't take kindly to two legs telling us where and when we can run.
I don't give a rat's ass where y'all run.
Johnny all but snarled and swung his rifle to aim squarely at the man's glistening chest.
As long as it ain't with the kid. You stay away from her, you hear?
The shifter's upper lip curled in a snarl.
Why are you stomping around after a pup, huh? She ain't a dwarf, and you got enough hair on you, but you sure shit ain't no shifter.
She's my responsibility.
He didn't bat an eyelid.
Simple as that.
After he'd scratched vigorously behind his ear and dislodged a clump of mud that splattered at his feet, the alpha studied him for a moment before he sniggered.
Big responsibility for a little guy.
Watch it, pal.
The rest of the pack studied Amanda hungrily, and some of them joined the beta in short, aggravated pacing. Rex lowered his head and growled softly.
Say the word, Johnny.
We'll bury him for you.
Luther lowered his head to sniff something on the ground, then whipped it up again quickly to glare at the wolves.
I said get.
He jerked his head to gesture out of the clearing again, but his rifle didn't move from its steady aim at the alpha's chest. The huge shifter raised a hand to settle his pack and narrowed his eyes at Johnny.
You got shit for brains, dwarf, but the kid's got spirit. She needs a pack who can show her how to use it, how to grow more than 5 feet tall.
5'2", asshole, he grunted obdurately. The kid ain't coming with you.
Nah, she found us all on her own.
The alpha's mouth twitched, and his gaze settled on the gray wolf. She stopped pacing and stared at him.
We can show her what a real wolf can be.
Girl needs a family.
She has one.
When the naked man stepped toward Amanda, Johnny fired his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?